Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Following is a special King MOX sports presentation. From Busch Stadium in Ballpark Village, it's the 28th annual Cardinals Care Winter Warm-Up. Now, live from Cardinals Nation Restaurant, here's Tom Ackerman.
It is great to be with you. Wow, what a special open that was. Appreciate that. And I am posting our lineup on Twitter right now so that people can see who we end up talking to, and I'm across from one right now. But before I introduce him, let me tell you the lineup after him. We have Mason Wynn, the Cardinals shortstop, with us on the show today. Alec Burleson, what position would I give him? He can play outfield, first base, DH. The guy can do it all. Quinn Matthews, the exciting prospect who blew through four levels of pitching in the Cardinals minor league system, minor league pitcher of the year by Baseball America. He'll be with us later in the show. Michael Ciani, Cardinals center fielder. Lucan Baker, the big Texan who has been swatting home runs for a while down in the minors and now wants to keep doing it in the major leagues. And Jimmy Crooks, the Texas League MVP, Cardinals minor league player of the year, the catcher, with us on KMOX, and there will be others to follow. And joining us right now is Cardinals pitcher Matthew Liberatore, who just spent some time with me on the Cardinals caravan. Man, we had a blast. Great to see you.
We sure did. It was a ton of fun.
It really was. We had the right mix of people. It was me, you, and look, I know anybody who was on my other caravans, I don't mean this disrespectfully because all my caravans were great, but this was a really fun group where we were literally in tears laughing at things on the bus. Libby, Andre Pallante, Riley O'Brien, Matt Kupierniak, who we actually got out of his shell and got him talking. He's kind of a quiet guy, but a loud bat. I'll get into that later. Benji Molina, Kyle McClellan, and the Cardinals staff, which does such a great job of organizing all. It really was a great experience.
They really do it. They make it super seamless for us. You know, we get good opportunities to interact with the fans and hang out. We get to go have nice dinners, stay in some nice hotels, and just the experience of being able to interact with fans away from the field while we're not playing. I think that's something that doesn't get talked about enough because we really don't get opportunities to do that during the season. And coming out here for this caravan in the winter warm-up gives us an incredibly unique experience to get to know the fans on a more personal level.
Yeah, I agree. You don't get to do that even in spring training. Spring training is kind of hit or miss. I know that you see fans and you'll sign when you can, but you guys are working. You know, we're all in your office at that point.
Yeah, it's a little different looking office, but you know, especially during the season, we're so close to the fans almost every single day. But you know, we're trying to do our jobs to the best of our ability, go out and win some ball games for the fans, obviously. But you know, that takes away from our ability and time that we have to be able to, you know, get to meet people and get to actually talk to them and get to know them a little bit.
We did a lot in Springfield on Friday. That was one of those days. At the end of the day, I was like, man, we did a lot today. Like, I didn't realize how tired I was until the end of the day. But we started off we went to visit with some VIPs and sponsors with the Springfield Cardinals. Great organization, great double-A team. Then we talked to the fans there. Then we visited some hospitals. You and I went to the NICU unit at Cox Health, and that was, tell you, it brings you back, doesn't it, about how precious life is?
It's moving, for sure. That's probably been my favorite part of every caravan that I've gone on so far, whether it's the NICU or PEDS or just getting to see the nurses and the families, you know, hearing some of the stories of what these kids have gone through and being able to, you know, take them out of their situations for a little bit and put a smile on their face and let them forget about what they're going through and make it about us and make it about having a good time and interacting with these kids. It's one of the more special things that we get to do every year.
That's well said. Those doctors and nurses are heroes. So just to give them a little time of laughter and let them take some pictures. Then we checked into our hotel. We went to a little happy hour with the Springfield Cardinals. We went to Great Southern Bank Arena for the Bass Pro Tournament of Champions to see some high-level hoops at Link Academy. You know, they're the best team in the country.
Yeah, I think every player that was on the floor when we were there was in the top 100 players in the entire nation. And, you know, I'm a pretty big guy. I'm 6'5", 215 pounds, and I don't think I'd want to step foot on the court with any of those dudes.
Oh, it was amazing. I love the respect you guys have for football, for basketball, for other sports. And we wrapped that up with a nice dinner. And then yesterday, Joplin. A city that, quite honestly, still is recovering from tornadoes that hit well over a decade ago. Great people. And the people of Rolla, you know, they waited for us, and we treated them with some fun, but they treated us with really good questions. I love when the kids ask questions.
Yeah, the kids are great. You know, there was the one question in particular yesterday. The little kid, maybe 10 years old, maybe less, asked, when does it become more than a game for you? And for a kid that young to ask such a high-level question and to be able to have the perspective that he did at that young of an age was very impressive, and we had a lot of those types of questions.
Yeah, that took me aback for a minute. I'm like, wow, what a deep and thoughtful question that was. And your answer was good. In fact, a lot of your answers were good. I found you to be a deep thinker. I think that you read a lot about motivation, positivity. What sort of things draw you and help you along?
I've always just been inquisitive. My dad taught me to question everything growing up, and not in a disrespectful way, but if you tell me something, I want to know why. If you tell me I should take a supplement, why should I take it? If you tell me I should eat this, why should I eat it? So I try not to do anything in my life that I don't fully believe in, and that means doing the research and understanding the truth behind it. And so, you know, when we get an opportunity to answer questions from fans, I don't want to give them a bland answer. I want to give them something that's thought about, something that they can take home with them, something that they might think about after they leave that building. And so, yeah, I just try and be as informative as possible and share, you know, the knowledge that I've gained in my experience so far doing this.
This is Matthew Liberatore, a former first-round pick with the Tampa Bay Rays, came over to St. Louis and has made his name. He's a starter at heart. But you have become quite the reliever at the major league level. Tell me about that journey from...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tampa Bay to St. Louis and now where you are.
Yeah, starter my entire life. I came out of the bullpen for 30 innings my sophomore year of high school because there wasn't a spot in the rotation for me yet. And since then, I did not come out of the bullpen until the last month of the season, 2022. And I was shy about it at first. I wasn't sure if I really wanted to do it. I wasn't sure if that was the path that I wanted to put my career on. And the first day that I got moved, Julio, our bullpen coach, came up to me and said, I want you to stop doing scouting reports. I want you to stop worrying about the hitters. I want you to go out and I want you to challenge guys with the best stuff that you have. And that gave me the freedom to do what I wasn't doing when I was starting, which is going right after guys. And going right after guys showed me that my stuff played at this level, and it gave me a newfound confidence to be able to go out and feel like I was the aggressor. And that changed things a lot for me. And then coming into it this year, having, you know, a month of experience doing it, I felt a lot more comfortable. And, you know, I made it clear to the coaches and staff that I wanted to pitch as often as possible in as many different situations as possible, and that, you know, I'd be very open with them about how I felt. And I felt great all year. So I got a lot of opportunities to pitch. I did a lot of different things, and I really fell in love with the fire drill that comes along with being a bullpen guy.
That's pretty cool. And the bullpen bonds, you know, Ryan Helsley's your closer, but you all know you have an important role. That must be something to get the call. What is it like in the bullpen to get the call? How does that work? So, Libby, get up. You know, we're going to use you here and be ready, and knowing that they have confidence in you at that very moment to get those outs.
Yeah. My role was pretty fluid all year. So, you know, I tried to be ready by pitch one and ready until the last out of the game. And I really did pitch in every situation in between those two things. So, for me, it was a lot of preparation in the clubhouse prior to the game. And then when I get out there, I try to convince myself that every time the phone rings, it's for me, even if I'm down that day. And I think that way it's kind of similar to, you know, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. If I'm expecting it every time, it's a letdown when it's not. And if it is me, then it's exactly what I wanted. So I think if you approach it that way, it's a little less of the immediate heart race, adrenaline rush. Obviously, you get it. There's 40,000 fans in the stands screaming. The game's usually on the line, or it's a close game. But if you can convince yourself that it's going to be you every single time, it makes it a little easier when it is your time.
Isn't that something, how you've progressed now? You're a major leaguer, and you've had some help along the way, too, from these veterans. I noticed. I'm going to guess Sonny Gray was a pretty big part of that for you.
Yeah. It took about 30 seconds for him to help me out last year. We were in spring training playing catch. I threw one slider. He obviously saw how it spun and how it moved, and he asked me why I'm not throwing a cutter also. I went to the bullpen about 10 throws later, started throwing the cutter, and that was the birth of me establishing a cutter in my repertoire. And, you know, guys like Andrew Kittredge last year was huge for me, guys like Ryan Helsley, Jojo Romero, all these guys that have been here much longer than I have and have a lot more experience. I absolutely leaned on them all year, and we had so many good conversations that really helped me kind of grow into my own and get comfortable in my fluid role.
I refer to you guys as the young guns, you know, these pitchers that are now getting an opportunity, and I feel like you are. I mean, you're one of the poster boys for this movement that the Cardinals have right now. There is a movement in place. Call it what you want. I call it the plan. There is a plan in place for bigger things for this team, although in 25, who knows? I mean, you know, you all click at the same time. We've seen this happen. I mean, this team – there is something to prove for a lot of you.
Yeah, baseball is such a beautiful game because it's a sport where age doesn't dominate, physicality doesn't dominate, service time doesn't dominate. When you're in between those lines, anybody can win on any given day for any reason. And so, you know, you can call it a reset, a retool, rebuild, whatever you want. But the fact of the matter is there's not a single guy in our clubhouse that is not preparing to go make a playoff run this offseason. And I think if everybody approaches it that way collectively, when we show up on opening day, we're all fighting for the same spot and we all got an equal opportunity to do it. And I don't think that there's any reason that we can't make a playoff run this year or win a World Series this year. I think we're going to shock a lot of people.
I love the statement. Matthew Libertor is with us on KMOX. Finally, and, you know, it's hard to do an interview with you and not mention Nolan Gorman because the two of you are so close. You grew up together. He, of course, and he'll speak for himself here, but I know you know him well, that he wants to have a big year.
Absolutely.
There's a special competitiveness in him. He has, of course, the ferocious power. He has the ability. I think one of the biggest things that he did, I was really impressed with his transformation to second base. Guy played some good defense. I mean, that tells me something about his discipline and his want to be better.
Yeah, I've worked out with him for probably 10 years now. We've trained together 5 days a week this entire offseason, which means we're riding to workouts together, getting a lot of opportunities to have some deep conversations, and man, does he want it. He always has, but you know, I think last year really made him extra hungry, left a little bit of a bitter taste in his mouth at the end of the year, just like all of us with the season that we had. And he's been putting in the work this offseason. I'm so excited for spring training and for the season to roll around and for everybody to see the hard work that he's putting in right now start to pay off.
Me too. Looking forward to seeing you as well. Thank you for spending some time with us. Leading off the show, Sports on a Sunday Morning, Matthew Libertor with us on KMOX. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, Cardinals shortstop Mason Wynn will be with us live from Cardinals Nation inside Ballpark Village. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.